the tiredness is comical and fun and silly, and it's nice to be doing it all together.
The New Zealand band The Naked and Famous is relatively new on the scene. Their full-length debut album, Passive Me, Aggressive You, was only released a few months ago here in the U.S., but they're already enjoying the success of more mature and established bands. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The original members of The Naked and Famous met in music school. Tom Powers, Elisa Ziyalith, and Aaron Short began working on some very lo-fi electronic recordings and put out a couple of EPs in 2008. After some live performances of those songs, they decided to head in a new musical direction to achieve a bigger and more boisterous sound. Enter band members Jesse Wood and David Beadle. Once the full lineup came together, music school was dropped, and the newly formed Kiwi Quintet sequestered themselves away to their practice room to focus on writing and arranging music. They released a single called Youngblood, which, much to the band's surprise, landed them the number one spot on the New Zealand charts, and their full-length album, Passive Me, Aggressive You, was then awarded New Zealand's prestigious Silver Scroll Award. They talked to the alternate side's Cara Manning about how honored they were to get that particular accolade.
You won the Silver Scroll, which is a very big deal down there.
It's very prestigious,
well.
Yeah. It's our copyright and you know, songwriters membership. So every songwriter is an APRA member, and that's where your royalties come from. From TV and radio. So every, I can't remember how, it must be yearly, they do, you know, an award for what the songwriters would consider the most well-written song. And yeah, they voted for us. So that was like all of our peers, you know, every New Zealand songwriter, well, the majority of them voted for us. So to me, there's no real higher award that you can get given than being recognized by other artists. So I really don't care about if we win anything else, to be honest. That was about the most important one.
I know you've gotten a lot of questions about the band's moniker, the Naked and Famous, which is actually from Tricky Kid, right? It's a lyric that you pulled from that.
Band names are a horrible thing to come up with. They're really hard because no one ever likes them until you put something out with the band name and it sticks. And, you know, it's almost like you forget about what it means literally and it just becomes what the band's aesthetic is about. Like Queens of the Stone Age, that's a ridiculous name for a band.
Smashing Pumpkins.
They're all ridiculous names, but you associate them with, you know, like Smashing Pumpkins, it's like 90s alternative gothy stuff. You don't think about pumpkins or damaging things at all.
Right.
So, I don't know, it's really hard to commit to a band name, but Naked and Famous just seemed like it was over the top, so it had good humor. It was a good sense of irony, especially when we started out. And I guess the irony sort of has dissipated a little bit because we are getting lots of traction with radio and stuff all over the world, but I hope people can understand that it's still a joke. It's cynicism. It still is irony.
Live music from The Naked and Famous and the song Punching in a Dream. Today's Take 5 was produced by Elisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.